Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un sausage burrito es solo $1.50. Así que échale salsa picante o ketchup a tu sausage burrito con todo en McDonald's. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hour number three officially underway right here on the Early Line, Sirius XM Channel 159, Sports Grid Network, Donnie Wrightside, along with Joe Ranieri. The energy is high. We're ready to go. The previews are here, reaching out to the public. Everything we will do in hour number three is designed, Joe, to get the people involved in tonight's action.
And there is plenty of it here, Donnie. It feels like second round is going to be even more exciting than what we just got with all those game sevens in the first round.
By the way, let me ask you this question, too. Like, we had a segment where we talked about, like, you know, interim head coaches becoming head coaches. Never heard of them before. Like, we just got Utah Jazz have extended their head coach, Will Hardy. Had no idea Will Hardy was a head coach, who that is, but he says he's humbled and he's honored to be extended in Utah because he had a sensational year last year, Coach. What do you feel about that?
He's actually a pretty good coach that had zero. He got more out of the lack of talent on that team than many would. I like Will Hardy. I'm glad they wrapped him up. And Utah needs to be relevant again because it was pretty fun when they were that last decade.
Yeah, what are they going to be? What's going to happen when Utah doesn't get Cooper Flagg and he heads to Philadelphia? Is Will Hardy going to want to coach the Philadelphia 76ers next year? We will find out. But you know what we got to do now? This is the time we reach out to the public, Joe. We want to hear their responses to some of the questions that we ask. On our Sports Grid account, the Fade the Public poll today goes as followed. Who will win tonight's NBA playoff games? There are four choices, obviously, because there's two games. Celtics Nuggets, Celtics Thunder, Knicks Nuggets, Knicks and Thunder. If we look at the results here, overwhelming. People love themselves, Joe Ranieri, some public favorites here. 64% voted. Celtics, heavy favorite. Thunder, heavy favorite to both win. Are you shaking from the norm tonight here?
It's kind of hard. I mean, look at the numbers in these games here. We're talking about multiple possession spreads, home teams, rested. This is a tough game one here tonight, but... Being the contrarian, Donnie, I have no choice but to go the Denver Nuggets and New York Knicks win tonight and throw a complete wrench into everything.
Wow, the low men on the totem pole, the Knicks and the Nuggets, 6.1% of the betting public coming in, fading the public. Joe Ranieri is absolutely doing that, which then brings us into, all right, we do have a doubleheader tonight to talk about and have some fun with, as we've been doing there, catching up on the live lines right now on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Game number one, we'll start there. The New York Knicks and the Boston Celtics. You said the coach on to talk about that game and that series and how it plays out. The one thing we do know is that the New York Knicks really haven't done all that well against upper echelon teams. You know, who's an upper echelon team? It's the Boston Celtics. Let's start with the spread. 9 points tonight. Is there a chance that Boston wins this game and doesn't cover? Or, as you said, maybe a chance for the Knicks to pull the upset in surprise fashion for game number one?
It's rough. I mean, the Knicks this year, 2-14 against the spread versus the top six NBA teams this season. And they were losing by an average of just about 10 points, Donnie, not covering the numbers. So this is brutal. But what I don't think they're going to roll over. I think they will be ready. They don't have as much depth. I don't, and I have not all year backed the Celtics with this kind of spread at home because, Donnie, they didn't cover them. They didn't cover them at all. You were burning money this year laying this kind of number here against teams. And while the Knicks have not had a ton of success against the Celtics this season, it feels like points are coming. It feels like it's going to be raining threes from all over the place.
Wow.
212.5 is just a little low for my taste. I don't think we're going to get the lockdown, sacrifice your body defense effort here. I think this is going to be a little bit of a shootout here. Plus, the overs right now are on a 14-5 playoff run.
Now, if we take a look at this game, too, if you think there's points, that's great, because then that opens Pandora's box to see if we can get some guys to push through their points prop, three-point props, and so forth. If there's a player, maybe, from each team, Joe, that you're watching tonight that you say, you know what, this guy on each team might be bettable for me tonight, who might those guys be?
Tatum, to me, he's had a couple extra days rest now, so whatever that wrist issue, I'm sure won't be that much of a problem. And his points prop, I think 27.5 is what I saw it at here. And when he has faced the Knicks four times this season, he has scored 37, 40, 25, and 32 in those games. I could see him also having a very successful night. And I think the coach nailed it with Josh Hart. I think he is a guy. His PRA, 24.5 points, rebounds, and assists. I think we need to go up and over that. He, against the Celtics this year, 28, 40, and 28 combined points, rebounds, and assists. I think there's value in both those numbers to the over.
Celtics, Knicks tonight, 7 o'clock East Coast game, close to double digits. We'll see how that turns out. 212.5 is the price point on the total here. Game number two tonight of our doubleheader in the NBA. Another round two series opening up tonight. That's the Denver Nuggets and the OKC Thunder. This line of the FanDuel Sportsbook currently right now sits at 9.5. The total in this game, 225.5. So if we start again with the side itself, Nuggets, Thunder tonight, close to double digits. What are our thoughts there?
I mean, what have they had? 9 days off, OKC, in this one here. I think this is another one where I would lean towards the over in this spot here and let it rain. I don't think Denver's defense is going to have a whole lot of success in game one. I think OKC, like they usually do, especially at home, Donnie, I believe they average, 125 a game? I think this game is going to go up and over. I still don't think they have an answer for the Joker, but I certainly think this could be up-tempo and we could get a ton of points. If it's a blowout, I'm expecting points here from both teams. So I like the over in this one.
It's funny because, again, we look at 225 and have like, oh, man, that's a really high number. Like during the NBA season, like 225.5 was like the average number in an NBA game. Most of those high 220s, 230s, 240s, we even sell games in the 250s this season. But if you are looking at the total, which I like where you're going here, Oklahoma City, to me, the MO and the game plan should be the Denver Nuggets should be tired. So what do? Not walk the basketball up the court. You push tempo in this game to force the Denver Nuggets, who just played in the game number 7, to sort of cover that court. So for me, I like that. Like a first quarter over, a first half over, make a lot of sense to me in this fashion. But again, if we are looking at players in this game, Nuggets and also OKC, give me a couple guys that interest you tonight in some of the betting markets.
Well, I loved what the coach went with Russell Westbrook. It's one of the only guys off the bench that, you know, they don't have a ton of them, but he is a guy that has been on the money for him. He's logged, I believe, at least 23 minutes in the playoffs so far here. So they use him a lot, and he's averaged about 14 points in those games off the bench. I thought 10.5 was a little low. So I like Russ to cook here tonight. What choice do they have, Don, if we're being honest? What choice do they have? They got to get some production from that bench. He already knocked out one former team in the Clippers. Maybe he's got a little something up his sleeve for his other former team.
By the way, you know what we should have up our sleeve here? Like, some players should understand, like, the thought process. Christian Braun, whose last name clearly is Braun. Like, even me, like, you know, we're on the air, but every single time his name comes up, I get like a little like brain tick because I know it's Brown. I always say it's Brown, but I still want to say Braun at this point. Can we just change the guy's name to Braun? Can we get through to him and sign a letter that says, you know what? I respect the game. It looks like Braun. Let's just keep it Braun. Like, the Brown throws a lot of people off.
Yeah, no, it throws me off too. And I think I've heard it a couple of different ways on the broadcast too, which is pretty funny as well. So we're not alone, Donnie, in being confused.
No, we certainly are. But by the way, no, it's not confusing. Mm-hmm. Why is SGA always priced at 31.5 or 32 points in every single game? It's a thing that, like, you can set your clock to it because, you know, he's not allowed to score 34 points. He's not allowed to score 28 points. He's always in that range. So SGA, again, 31.5. But we got a doubleheader tonight on the card. A lot of fun to break down. Tom Becker is going to come on a little bit later in the show. We'll hit those NBA games and much, much more. But there is a thing, Joe Neary, called Major League Baseball. Don't know if you heard it, but we will talk about it next. Let's get it after it right here on The Early Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Major League Baseball, rainy conditions here on the East Coast, and at least that will be for the next couple of days, maybe impacting your Mondays here. No afternoon game scheduled. First game on the card tonight, 6:40. Then everybody else begins and gets underway. Do you know where we're starting, Joe Neary, first? It's in the Bronx. It's with the Padres and the New York Yankees. Pivetta versus Rondon on the mound. Take a look here at the opening number. Minus 152 at the FanDuel Sportsbook overnight. Dipping a little bit, as you've seen on this graphic, but now spiking back up to minus 154 and minus 155s across the landscape. The total, Joe, opened up at 8. That's now down to 7.5. But 60 degrees, rain in the forecast for the entire game. Always tough to handicap those.
It is. And listen, Pivetta has been great in the National League. Yeah, He's been great for the Padres. But the problem was when he was with Boston in the American League, the Yankees absolutely destroyed him. And I get it. They're on a 5-game winning streak, but they just beat up the lowly Pittsburgh Pirates. The Yankees dropped 2-3 to Tampa, but they got their ace on the mound here in this one. And I give the edge to the home team. I agree with the line move to the under as well here, Donnie. I mean, Rodon's only given up 3 runs over his last 19 innings here. And yeah, I like the spot for the Yankees to be able to bounce back and get game one.
Yeah, take a look, too, on the season. Nick Pivetta here, 35 and a third innings pitched, a 1.78 ERA and an xFIP of 3.22, which is great. Carlos Rodon also 42 innings pitched here, 3.43 ERA and a 3.23 xFIP number. So I'm in agreement with you. The total makes sense under, but also keep in mind, sometimes we take a look at those starting pitchers, rain throughout the forecast. How does it affect them, Joe, before the game? Which means, like, hey, start time, 7:05 is now 7:55. These guys are creatures of habit where they have their entire day clocked for a 7:05 start. Anytime it gets pushed back, it can mess with them. Also keep in mind, if they do try to fit this game in, because the last thing you want is, sometimes it's like, okay, Toronto and New York, hey, we can rain this one out. We'll play a doubleheader. We play you guys a lot. But I'm pretty sure San Diego's only time coming to the East Coast is going to be for this series here. They'll force that game in, which means if there are extra delays, you're handicapping based on Pivetta and Rodon, and maybe one of those guys gets knocked out in the second inning because there is an extended rain delay. Something always to keep an eye on at this point here. Game number two, we'll talk about a 7:40 start, 9:55, 9:56. That is Raup versus Boyd. That is the Giants taking on the Chicago Cubs. This line opened up as a minus 142 price, but now, as you see, minus 152 and hires as high as 162 at some other outlets. A total also low, Joe. Open up 7.5, and you see the graphic still staying at 7.5 in the Windy City.
Yeah, and the weather looks like it's it'll be pitcher friendly there at Wrigley. I think temperature in maybe the upper 40s, low 50s. There is going to be some wind blowing in, I believe, from left field, they're saying. So, the Cubs are, in addition to being a pretty good offensive team, they've been a really good defensive team as well. And it feels like you don't want to step at home into, you don't want to step in front of this train here with the Cubs. I don't think it's going to be a 10 double digit run affair here. I do think, though, the Cubs have shown us enough here that they can scrap out some wins. I like them more defensively than I like the Giants. I would lean towards the Cubs here getting it done tonight.
Yeah, I like the Cubs lineup, man. It just it rakes. The middle of that lineup doing very well at this point. Take a look at Landon Ralph. 30 innings pitched on the season. Here's the interesting part, right? You see the ERA. It's like, ooh, Cubs can get him, 5.10. But that xFIP number is 3.50. His expected ERA from that 5.10 is 3.31. So maybe getting a little bit unlucky here. We'll see what happens. But as you know, you see the 7.5, and it's not as if it's like, you know, Chris Sale, Cy Young going up against Roger Clemens, Cy Young. That means the wind is not at an advantage today in the Windy City. We'll see what happens there. Nightcap out to the West Coast here, Arizona, and that's the New York Mets, 959, 960 on the rotation, 940 start tonight. Roughly a pick 'em. Open up at -116 as a favorite towards the New York Mets. Still sitting around that price point here, but here we go. A 9.5 total still sits at 9.5. It's Canning and it's Nelson, and the Mets looking for a bounce back.
Yeah, they need a big bounce back as they got swept in that doubleheader and lost their second consecutive series to St. Louis there. So back-to-back series losses for the Mets, back-to-back one-run losses yesterday. Now they got to travel to Arizona, take on Griffin. Canning is going to be on the mound for them to try and stop the bleeding here. This feels like an over game to me, Donnie. It feels like we should probably expect some runs. The Mets are raking. They left a ton of guys on base in that doubleheader yesterday. Arizona getting a little healthier in that lineup. I don't like either starting pitcher. So to me, it would definitely be an over here.
You know what the interesting part about this is, too? Because if you look at the pitchers on the card, right? Like Ryan Nelson, 17 innings pitch, which isn't a ton. His ERA is 5.82, but he's the best xFIP guy on the card at 2.50. So it's one of those where, again, you take the old school analytics and say to himself, which were ERA, which wasn't predictive, is what happened. Like, man, this guy should get cracked. But apparently the 2.50 xFIP is elite at this point. Griffin Canning, on the other hand, he's got a 2.61 ERA, which is very good. Slightly higher xFIP of 3.56. But again, there's a reason why it's like, oh, two pitchers with great xFIP. Yeah, this line should be 8, not 9.5 here. And also, as you pointed out with Arizona, going up against right-handed pitching, it's one thing they do extremely well. It's hit right-handed pitching. The first five guys he anticipated in the lineup tonight for Arizona, Corbin Carroll, 436 weighted on base percentage. Ketel Marte, just getting back in the lineup, 434 weighted on base percentage. Pavin Smith, 454. Naylor, 406. Suarez, 363. And then the bottom half of this lineup, Alec Thomas, 333. Perdomo, 350. And Ryan Nelson, again, only one at bat, but it's still at 890, which means he's doing some damage at the plate. These are two good-looking lineups here, which I'm with you at that point. Roof, by the way, 65, 66 degrees at first pitch. So maybe we get a little bit of that atmosphere in there, which will help the ball carry as opposed to the humidor that like to keep it when that roof is closed. So I'm with you. We might be getting runs tonight. But how about the Mets, though? Are we a little worried about the Mets here, Joe Ranieri? Riding on their high horse, lose a doubleheader to a lowly Cardinals team? Tough one.
Yeah, that was a rough one yesterday. And, you know, also rough. You know, sometimes you'd rather be lucky than good. Keep in mind, in that second game, Juan Soto had a three-run homer robbed as the center fielder went over the wall to catch it. Yeah, and that game should have been Mets, but nope, didn't work out. We'll see if they have any better luck tonight in Arizona.
Nothing worse than that, too. Like, let's just say you did bet a Juan Soto home run yesterday. It's like, you didn't know what happened. You saw the highlights. Like, oh, come on! You stole my
unreal.
Money. Major League Baseball next. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Right back out of here in hour number three, talking some Major League Baseball. We have 10 total games on a Monday. Can't say no to that. Doubleheader in the NBA, which we're going to get back to in just a moment here. But also, one of the more intriguing teams in Major League Baseball right now is those Sacramento A's playing above 500 baseball, hitting the baseball. My guy Soderstrom at night-to-night basis. Rooker, you got it there. Butler, it's a fun team. We'll handicap that game next, 963, 964. 10:05 starts tonight, West Coast, Seattle, and the Athletics. This line opened up as a pick'em. You see that card? Roughly still a pick'em. The total of this game opened up at 9. Most outlets still sitting at 9 across the board. You look at that, no real favorite. Decent price point. They're in Sacktown, which usually means runs here. What are we going off of tonight between Oakland / Sacramento and also Seattle?
Well, the problem is this is absolutely awful for the A's as far as scheduling goes. Because they just played a weekend series in my neck of the woods in Miami. Now they had to hop on a plane after that late afternoon game yesterday. They got to travel back to Sacramento. And now they got to take on the Mariners, who just saw their 6-game win streak get snapped yesterday by Jacob DeGrom. Usually, you know, teams traveling all the way from the east back west, they get that Monday off. But the problem is they share a stadium with the minor league organization, and their games are always Tuesday and Sunday. So there's going to be a number of games where Oakland's going to have to travel all the way from one side of the country to the other with no rest in order to play on a Monday. Severino has been an absolute gas can at home at this ballpark. He gives up home runs left and right. He's been great. He's been real dominant on the road, and give credit to this Athletics team. They've been very good on the road here, but it just feels like this is a big ask for a young team to have all that traveling, close games all week, all weekend here in Miami. It screams Mariners, but I ain't trusting the Mariners either. I'm only going to bet it in the first five here. I'm going to take Seattle in the first five for this game.
Like, you know, also, like, you just spent the weekend in Miami, right? You know it's probably going to get warm weather down there at this time of the year. You're in at least, like, there might be not many people watching your game, but you're in a first-class Major League Baseball ballpark, and then you got to fly cross-country, which they probably made a fly commercial, knowing the Athletics. And then they go back to a minor league ballpark. So, like, oof, good to be back in the friendly confines of home. Yep. No, it's not. It's a minor league ballpark at that point, so that might play into it. But also, the one thing I have liked about the Mariners this year, what's the past couple years, Joe? Boy, they can pitch. They just can't hit. You got some studs now in the middle of that lineup, like J.P. Crawford, 351 weighted on base percentage against right-handed pitching this year. Jorge Polanco, 537 weighted on base percentage. Rodriguez, 312. Cal Raleigh, 444. And Rowdy Tellez, 324. You got some guys in there that can hit. And also, from an A's perspective, I love this lineup. Lawrence Butler is a great leadoff guy. Brent Rooker's got the power here. Tyler Soderstrom, one of my favorite players in Major League Baseball. So maybe just by default and where they play, you might get runs tonight. But as Joe pointed out, it's never easy. You ever go on vacation and relax and have just a normal flight home? But, oh, I'm exhausted the next day. You're going to get that jet lagged and all for the Athletics. We'll see how that plays into it. Another game we'll talk about, 7:40 p.m. tonight, 969, 970 on the rotation. That's Houston and Milwaukee. Blanco versus Myers. The line, roughly a pick 'em again today. Open up at minus 118. You see the splits now on the graphic. Minus 112, minus 104. The total open up at 8.5. Still continues to stay at 8.5. Some competitive games were handicapped today. Houston, Milwaukee, in Milwaukee, Joe.
Yeah, I kind of like Milwaukee. I liked them yesterday to not get swept by the Cubs. They are home again, and I like Tobias Myers. I really do. I think the guy's got underrated stuff for sure. And Blanco, not somebody that I'm going to trust to go on the road here for this Houston team and get it done and call me crazy. I don't trust necessarily this lineup of Houston either. They've been beat up the Brewers, but that was a big win yesterday for them. And I think they have a big pitching advantage with Myers on the mound here. So I'm looking to back Milwaukee to get it done here tonight at home.
Yeah, take a look at Tobias Myers on the mound. 20 batters. Doesn't have a lot of, I shouldn't say success, a lot of action here from right-handed side. But 20 of those batters, an O-ISO, and a 295 weighted on base percentage, a 168, which really works out. Lefties he's struggling with, but that's the key. In the lineup tonight, only one projected lefty there for the Houston Astros. So even if Myers is struggling, I can't pitch to lefties. hey, look at that, man. The right-handed batters certainly aren't doing any damage. Yep. Maybe that's a plus. Ronel Blanco actually struggling with lefties as well. But you see the lineup tonight. Terang's a lefty. Yelich will be a lefty, as well as Bowers, Collins, and maybe somebody else if they get put in there. So I am also leaning towards the Milwaukee Brewers tonight in this game in Milwaukee. We'll see how it plays out. More NBA talk next, right here on the Early Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm excited for baseball. I'm excited here tonight for the NBA. A doubleheader tonight. One game at 7 o'clock, one game at 9:30. The New York Knicks and the Boston Celtics in game one, followed by the Nuggets and the Thunder in game number two. Both of these lines high, Joe. 9.5s and 9s respectively here. Before we break down the games and give some analysis on this and take a look at some of the points props, rebounds props that we might like tonight, excitement level for you, is it for the Knicks, Celtics, Nuggets or Thunder? Like, if I had to give you one game to watch tonight, which game are you watching?
I'm definitely going to be watching the OKC and the Nuggets game because I do find it fascinating what's happening there. You know, what we folks may not realize, Donnie, don't forget, is that they played each other four times this year. Two times were early in the season, but the other two times were back-to-back in March. And if you remember, the big argument then was they were doing the voting, right? For who the MVP is. Is it SGA or is it the Joker? Back and forth. They are saying at some point during this series, they are going to announce who that MVP award winner is. And it really came down to those two. So I think it's going to be great watching those two battle. And boy, oh boy, if one guy has a great game here tonight, the other one doesn't, but turns out to win the MVP award, let the fun begin and the screaming and yelling begin. But I just think there's better storylines right now with Denver and OKC. And what do you get from a team that hasn't played in 9 days, Donnie? What do you get from them early on here?
Exactly. Is it rust? Are you ready? Are we ready to go at this point? If we are looking at the two games for me, of course, it's going to be the 7 o'clock game I'm most excited for because I will not be awake for the 9:30 game to a nice early wake up call for a special early line tomorrow. So for me, I'm looking forward to that Knicks Celtics game, which anyway would have been my answer because I just like the East Coast, the old school rivalry to see how that game kicks off. But again, we have two close to double digit spreads. So let's focus on the first game tonight. It's the Knicks and the Celtics, 7 o'clock start, line open. Opened at the FanDuel Sportsbook at 9, still sits at 9. Let me start here with you. Tonight, by the time this game tips at 7 o'clock, Joe, where is this spread at?
Oh, I think it's going to be back and forth between 9, 9.5. I don't think it's going to fluctuate a whole lot from there. The total is going to be the interesting thing to me as to whether or not this starts to creep up. Again, Holiday looks like he is a go. He has practiced. He was not listed on the injury report. Neither is Jalen Brown. So for our purposes, Donnie, looks like it's a clean bill of health here for the entire Celtics roster. But again, we've seen some issues this year with the Knicks against elite teams. Celtics are absolutely elite. They're going to need some things to go well. I'm not running to the window to back a Celtics team laying that kind of number at home this year. It has been a losing proposition. The Knicks are experienced. They are certainly, I think the Knicks' chances of making hay in this series happens early in this series. I think the longer the series goes, the depth and the shooting of Boston will be too much for the Knicks, but I would not be shocked if the Knicks have a chance to win this game in the final couple of minutes in Boston tonight. I wouldn't be shocked at that at all.
Lining up the A options and the B options tonight. It's very interesting here at the FanDuel Sportsbook for player points props here. Take a look at Jason Tatum, 27.5. You know what? Brunson counters with a 27.5. Jalen Brown, 20.5. How about Karl-Anthony Towns? Yeah. 20.5 as well. If I gave you a tandem, or maybe you want to pick one from each team, if we go Tatum and Brunson, 27.5, which way would you go over under? And also Brown and Carl Anthony Towns, 20.5. Which side might you go over and under on?
Well, I got to go over on both the Knicks sides because without them, where are we at? Right? What's going to happen? They're going to need both of those guys to be there in a big big way. I do think it's going to be interesting. Who does Holiday guard? It was a hamstring problem, and hamstring issues this time of year, Donnie, are a little head-scratching. You know, if you got to be chasing Jalen Brunson around, like, who exactly is Holiday guarding in this spot? I think that also the chess match there is going to be interesting to watch. But without Brunson and Cat, the Knicks are just dead on arrival. So I would look to back those two guys over. And I like the over for the game.
Yeah, it's always fun to look at also the three-point prop margins here. Jason Tatum, 3.5, which means he has to make 4. That's a plus 130 price. Jalen Brunson to make 3. That's a plus 130 price. Jalen Brown at 1.5 at a plus 102 price. Then Karl-Anthony Towns. Derek White's actually listed 3.5 at a plus 142 price at this point. Mikal Bridges over 1.5 at a minus 110. So some interesting numbers there nonetheless. But that's game number one. Game number two tonight, 585, 586 on the rotation. That's the Nuggets and the Thunder. 9:30 tip time from OKC tonight. That line opened up at 9.5, still sits at 9.5, and we'll start there again. Does this line see 10 tonight, or is that just too glaring where the public goes, 10? That's crazy.
That could very well continue to creep up and could get to double digits. But I do think, again, this number has been on the board for a little time now, Donnie. So the fact that I think it opened up 8.5, we've seen it get as high as 9.5. I haven't seen double digits yet, but it wouldn't shock me if prior, because this is the second game of the night, right? So you could get a ton of public money trying to make back whoever they bet on the Knicks and Boston game, if it doesn't cover, trying to get it back here on OKC. 10 points is a lot. I don't care what it is. The Thunder are more than capable. But at that point, why are we just not looking? If you think the Thunder are going to cover, how many points do they have to score in order to do that? I think their team total over is in play as well tonight.
Yeah, 225 is that number here. We'll see how they charge out of the gate. Is it more of an up-tempo to try to get the Nuggets there, thinking they're a little bit non-rested from their game number 7? We'll find out. But the player points prop tonight also, Nikola Jokic, 27.5. SGA, 31.5. Jamal Murray, 19.5. Christian Brown, 12.5 at this point here. Russell Westbrook seems to be getting a lot of light here, and rightfully so. Yeah. He's played extremely well the past couple of games. He's now up to 10.5 as his points prop at a minus 125. If we're looking from a points prop perspective, who actually would you like to take a look at? Top end guys, bench guys, who is it here in this game?
Well, you know, Russ is going to be great because the number makes sense. I think there's so many options with OKC, and there's just no value in backing, SGA there. I think it's Jamal Murray is the guy that is going to keep Denver in this game, because I think he will be allowed to kind of hunt the mismatches that he likes. And if he is on, we've seen Jamal Murray carry this team. I think he's the guy that's got to have the touch here tonight to keep the Nuggets involved in this game. So I'd look to back his point total over.
You know, it's pretty crazy. You take a look at the three-point player props here in this game. As we just talked about the Celtics, multiple guys like 3.5 in that range. There are some guys at 2.5, but heavily, like, you know, plus money. Like Jamal Murray to make 3 3-point shots is 148. So is that true line more closer to 1.5 with a lot of juice? You take a look also here, 2.5 for Lou Dort. 2.5 at plus 158 on his number here. So essentially everybody really is at that 1.5 price here. So you could probably get some good, you know, vibes on that. But also as a 225, if you look at the total tonight, Joe, right, you're liking the over more than the under in this game?
I definitely think the over is the way to go. And it's a team that averages 120, 125 points a game here, including in the last series, which they ran through Memphis on. Again, Denver showed some moxie in that games in game 6 and 7, right? Or in 5 and 7, really, where the defense was ratcheted up. But again, coming out of that game 7, I think the defense isn't going to be great for Denver, which means, yeah, OKC is not taking their foot off the gas. I'm expecting points here tonight.
Two can step up in this one, as we talked about at the top of the hour. It's like, hey, you know, let's reach out to the public on a fade the public. Which two sides you think are going to win? Joe thought maybe there could be a chance where both underdogs win. That's a plus 310 price on the Knicks and a plus 340 on the Nuggets. A $5 wager at the FanDuel Sportsbook for both underdogs to win will pay you back $85.20. It's a big return tonight. I want to see some shocking results. I want to see an upset here, just like we saw from the Indiana Pacers taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers, the sort of upset upset the apple cart and get some of these extended series. We'll see if it happens. Tom Vecchio joining the program next. Stick with us right here on The Early Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
The NBA, the association, a doubleheader tonight. One game at 7 o'clock, one game at 9:30. Expectations are blowouts, maybe with those totals. Maybe we can get an upset here. Donnie Wrightside along with Joe O'Neary. Welcome in Tom Vecchio, my partner here on Sunday afternoons for Pro Baseball Today. But now we need the expertise on the court itself. Tom, how we feeling?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. Yeah, we're coming off an awesome day of pro baseball today. A lot of things we talked about came through. Diamondbacks money line, Royals money line, Bobby Witt for not just 2+ total bases, but 3+ total bases. Beautiful. At +160. Cashed, I believe we cashed both pitcher props yesterday as well. It was a great day.
Or it was big time. Look, what's big time? Why don't we just start talking baseball? Who says the NBA needs to get talked about? Well, the higher-ups say the NBA has got to be talked about. Rightfully so. Big situations tonight. Before we get there, let's re-rack the odds here at the FanDuel Sportsbook, Tom, with you on the NBA championship prices. OKC still the favorite, +130. The Celtics, +190. The Cavaliers take a minor step back with their loss at a 6-1 price. Any numbers there from favorites to really the underdogs look good to you?
Well, I do have a Western Conference future on the Nuggets, and I know that they are in a very tough spot. I'm not looking to hedge just because the odds are so heavily in favor of the Thunder, but I do think there's a smidge of value when it comes to the Warriors. I think we're going to see somewhat of a similar series as we saw versus the Rockets. Like, if the Warriors get through it, A, it's not going to be quick, and B, it's not going to be easy, but a Western Conference team going up against OKC at such a long price, I at least have some interest in terms of the value that it offers. Do I think that they're better than OKC? No, of course not. I do think OKC is the better team, but I just like the number that's being hung right now by the books.
Yeah, well, it's, I mean, let's dive into, and it's going to be interesting, Tom, because there's a few series here in the second round where it looks like the markets and the public are just sticking a fork in these underdogs here. But talk to me about that that game one here for Denver. What are you expecting from them in this spot here tonight? It tired legs, a lot of points, or can they shock the world?
I would like to think that we're going to have points, and it's going to be a situation where I think OKC just does their thing. What have they done all year alongside with the Cavs outside of last night? You know, for the most part, OKC, they've won by 15 points, by 20 points. They're 11-point favorites, 12-point favorites. They win by 25. So I expect the points to be there from OKC. I expect, obviously, a good amount of scoring from the Nuggets on the other side. And then I think we're in a spot for a market correction where we're like, okay, hang on. We're just going to be getting points, 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 as we saw with OKC in the first round. Then that's the spot to start taking unders. So I'm going to be on the over for game one. But after that, it's going to be depending on where the lines move. I think we're going to start to see some unders. I have a lot of interest in player prop unders when it comes to the Nuggets because I think their players are being too efficient. Specifically, Russell Westbrook, he's shooting 42% from three. But the problem is that his three prop is 1.5, and it's like -180 on the under. So I like the under. I just don't like the odds that we're getting. And this may be a spot where we may never get the line that I want. I want a -150 on under 1.5 threes for Westbrook. That may never be there, though.
Yeah. It should be fun to watch it play out. Yeah, he's been playing well as well at this point, Westbrook. So we'll see where it steps up at this point. If we look at the earlier game tonight, the Celtics and the Knicks game, number one, -9 is a favorite towards the Celtics, and a 212.5 price point. Any props, any players, and which side do you like in this early game, Tom?
So I like the Celtics, and this is something that I've often said with Joe on various shows. I like the Celtics. I just don't like that number. You give me the Celtics at an in-game minus five, that's we'll talk about that, because the thing for the Celtics this season is they've been winning, but they haven't necessarily been covering these large spreads at home. And this is one of the spots where it's like, yeah, I think they are the better team overall. I think they win the series ultimately 4-2, but I don't like them at a minus nine. Give me a five, maybe a six. And then that's something I'd be interested in live, in-game. And I know FanDuel has a live boost, I think, for that game specifically. So that's something I'm going to be keeping my eye on. I do like Porzingis in the series overall. I like him for scoring. I don't necessarily like his rebound prop. It was, you know, 6.5, and there's juice towards the over. So I'm going to look towards the under on Porzingis. You know, he played, a modest role in the first series overall. Granted, some of those games turn to blowouts, but when we're seeing 2, 5, 6, 10, 6 rebounds, this is not something that I'm like, oh, he's going to be flying over this number game in and game out. I think he'll do some shooting, and I think the threes are more interesting for Porzingis, but not necessarily the rebounds.
Are you buying this goes at least 6, Tom, this series?
Yeah, I am. I on BATR on Saturday morning when I was in studio, I like over 5.5. I was sitting at plus 100 at the time. I'm not sure what it is right now, but I think the Knicks will steal two games. One, because Brunson has some late game heroics, and then two, because the Celtics, they shoot a million threes, but they're at one game they'll be on the bad side of variance and they just won't hit a ton. So that's two losses right there. Brunson steals one, bad shooting from the Celtics, but ultimately they are the better team, and that will kind of even out, and they'll win the series 4-2 is what I think.
Yeah, I hope we get a longer series in both of these here, because when we look at the series prices here on the West, that's going to start tonight between the Thunder and the Nuggets. It's heavy, man. It's minus 900 for OKC and the Nuggets getting a plus 610 price. We did see already, however, the Pacers go in and steal a game from Cleveland. Is there any thought processes on this series that it could be close? And also, a chance that one of these two teams tonight can steal a game like the Pacers did?
You know, if there's a team to steal a game, I think it would be the Knicks, because they would run into one of those two things I just talked about. I do think Denver will win one of the two games on the road to start the series. I could see going OKC, Denver, OKC, OKC, and then Denver's going to have to win a game on the road in game five, that would be. So if there's going to be any team to win a road game, I think it's the Knicks to start things off, just because we've seen some bad performances from the Celtics. They started off slow in some quarters against the Magic, even when they were at home in the first two games of that series. The Magic played slow, they played physical, they forced them to shoot tough threes. And again, there's a part that the Celtics just will be on the bad side of shooting variance. So I think the Knicks could come away with one of the wins today, but then the Nuggets, they're going to win game two, I think.
Two games in the NBA tonight. Excitement all the way around. But look, I know I'm not going to be here with you to talk hockey, but I know you have a prop bet tonight. It's going to be Florida and Toronto. Toronto, as I said earlier, look, they already won the Stanley Cup. They're in the round number two. I mean, it's all good from here on out. What are we getting tonight? And also a player prop from that game for you, Tom.
Player prop we'll get to in the next segment, a little spoiler or teaser, I should say, for there. But tonight, over 5.5. We'll get some goals early in the series, but after that, especially once we turn back to Florida, it is going to be hard unders. 2-1 finals are what we're going to be looking at.
By the way, I do think that Florida, the Bobrovsky played for the Flyers, and I think Anthony Stolar. So Flyers all over the place playing for postseason, except the Flyers themselves. Ain't that tough here? But you know what isn't that tough? Oof. Tom's going to be back in the next segment. Joe Ranieri is going to be back in the next segment to close out this edition of the Early on a Monday. It's the place to be. I'm headed over to radio. These guys got you covered. I'll see you tomorrow.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
All right, welcome back in here as we look to close out this edition of the Early Line. Joe Ranieri alongside Tom Vecchio as we are getting ready for round twos across the board. The NBA, we talked about round two underway And of course, in the NHL, back-to-back game sevens over the weekend, Tom, which were absolutely bonkers, including Winnipeg doing it in double overtime. But tonight, we get to see the champs, the NHL Stanley Cup champions. That would be the Florida Panthers taking on Toronto in Toronto. I'm still seeing some Toronto money coming in here, but slight favorite for the Panthers. You talked about the over. You think we're going to get goals, and I agree. I think early in this series we will. But what's the prop? Who are you focusing on prop-wise in this one?
So quick shout out to the Jets. I have a ticket on them at 20-1 since I've had since the beginning of November. Barely kept that ticket alive. So super happy with that. But let's turn to William Nylander for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Two and a half shots for him. It's sitting at plus 100 for over two and a half shots. You know, he's obviously a proven goal scorer. And I think a lot of the defensive assignments from the Panthers will, of course, turn to Austin Matthews. They'll turn to John Tavares, Mitch Marner in an aspect. But the fact that we're getting plus, and it's not to say that the Panthers are going to forget about William Nylander. They will obviously, you know, mind their P's and Q's and have him marked on defense. But the fact that we're getting two and a half and plus money, that combination is what I'm looking at. When we're looking at, you know, Marner's shot prop is only 1.5, but it's minus 170. So I like the combination that we get 2.5 for Nylander, a proven goal scorer and shooter, and it's sitting at even money. So that's the combination I look for. As a reminder, these are 60-minute lines. So if the game goes to double overtime or overtime, whatever it is, as we saw last night, he has to have the shots in 60 minutes because he had 15 shots in double overtime. Those shots don't count. So Nylander over 2.5. Yep.
Got to be in regulation here. I'm also starting to see a lot of love for Carolina. It seems like there's a line drawn in the sand. Like, part of this market says there is no way Carolina should be this big a favorite. And then there's the other part of the market that says Washington is being completely overlooked here. What do you think we get in that series?
So Carolina is a team that a lot of people love because they have awesome underlying metrics. They have awesome, like, you know, advanced analytics. And this is the team that they've been for multiple seasons. A part of me thinks is, why do we have a team that has home ice with the Caps and, like I said, being disrespected in terms of the betting odds? This series is not going fewer than six games. It's going to be six or seven games. I think the Caps get it done. I really do. For as good as the Canes are, they're a team that has some inefficiencies, at least in my mind, when it comes to the bottom six of their forwards. So as great as the underlying metrics are, and that's why I think a lot of people value them, I just don't know if they have what it actually takes and can they convert that to real on-ice stuff at times. I think the Caps win in six or seven. I think they'll split the first two games, and it's kind of what we've talked about before, the zigzag. If Team A wins game one, I'll just be on Team B in game two.
The other two out west, I mean, you're right. Winnipeg getting it done epic fashion. But now this is an underdog team against the Dallas Stars that seem to be getting healthier, too. Is Dallas your favorite still in the West?
They are. I also have a ticket on Dallas. It's far lower at 7.5-1. So I will have one team advance at 7.5-1 or 20-1, which I'm obviously happy about. But yeah, Dallas is a team that got it done in the first round. They didn't have Jason Robertson, who's arguably their best forward or tied for their best forward alongside Wyatt Johnson. And they didn't have Miro Heiskanen, who is their best defender. So if they are getting healthier, like you said, and we have seen the Jets, they got through the first round. Whatever you want to call it, double overtime last night, even if they got it done in regulation, it was a really, really shaky first round. When you are the President's Trophy winner, you have the Vezina winner, or soon to be Vezina winner in Connor Hellebuyck, and you get it done in seven games against a wild card team. You can't play like that against Dallas, especially if Dallas is trending up with the health. So I like Dallas to come away, I think 4-2.
Like that too as well. And Golden Knights and the Oilers, the problem with those two teams, I think, Tom, is that that's going to be a grueling beat up series. And whoever's left standing, what will they have left in the tank?
That's what it comes down to. And the defense and the lack of goaltending that we saw from the Oilers in the first round, if they are doing that against the Kings, and now we have a far superior team, at least in my mind, in the Golden Knights, you can't be giving up four goals a period to the Golden Knights. That's a terrible plan. So the Oilers have to improve on defense. One or two of the early games will end 5-3. We will see some goals, but then it's going to be a big shift if the Oilers can lock things down on defense.
Only the only thing I'm seeing right now of all those, you know, second round game ones, most of them all 5.5, except that one, which seems to be creeping up to the 6.5 mark. And I think we both know why that is there. Tom, we appreciate it as always, my man. It's going to be a great week across the sports betting landscape. Thanks for dropping by. Thank you, Donnie. We'll have more early line tomorrow. Enjoy the games.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.